So we did an episode yesterday, right? I explained how I was in a hot car. Mind you, I didn't need to have the car hot. I'm just like thinking, I was telling Julie, thinking in my head, dude, I'm not gonna sit here and run the AC, wait for the fucking faggot that couldn't get out, taking a sweet ass time to deliver some medical supplies, right? We talked about this yesterday. And here we are talking about it today. Here we are talking about it right now. Here we are returning for another episode of True Speech with the King. Now, I don't give a fuck if y'all don't listen. If you need to listen. Whatever it is, ladies and gentlemen. We are live. We are back. We are ready to go. August is literally seconds away from being over. I seen an accident happen earlier on the way here to Sandusky, Ohio. We're in Sandusky, Ohio right now, ladies and gentlemen. So without further ado, like I said, this is True Speech with the King. It is your host, Gabriel Hernandez. As always, here on this program, we're live, we're back. This episode 516, if I'm not mistaken. Don't quote me on this, man. Do not quote me on this, man. We got to pull up the iPad. Let's pull out the iPad. Hey, Sarah, who stole $565,000 from me on Monopoly Go. Fuck you and fuck off. How about that? How about Monopoly Go, though? Anyone here on Monopoly Go? Anybody listening? Anybody here? Anybody around? Dude, can you believe it? Monopoly Go, dude, is an absolute addiction. Absolute addiction, dude. Let me tell you. That is one game that I am really fucking good at. I mean, dude, I'm nowhere near the level that... When a can opens, I get so horny. I'm just joking, man. I'm just joking. I have been into these White Claws, like, oh my god, it's cold as fucking balls, dude. Ooh, baby, I was pouring a White Claw in, and I looked up for a second, and I looked down, and I'm pouring, this shit is poured all over me, dude. We just got White Claws poured all over me. And it's ice cold, ladies and gentlemen. But you guys fuck with social media. Is everyone on, is on social media, right? Like, we got Instagram, we got Threads, we got Instagram, we got all of them, man. Only reason is we have to have all of them because we have to be able to connect to whatever possible audiences that we possibly can get. I mean, it's not that we can possibly get them. It's that we can. It's no matter what the fuck happens. We can get an audience if we need one. We can talk to an audience if we need to. I have to yell at some Cricket Wireless motherfuckers later. And we have included the special edition hot car episode. We will, in fact, add to this episode, ladies and gentlemen. So, like I said, sit back and relax. True Speech Pod on Instagram and Threads. X.com/TrueSpeechPod. You speak nothing but the truth here. Damned if you do. Damned if you don't. If you don't. When it comes down to being right. When it comes down to talking about stuff. When it comes down to breaking the news. Breaking the truth for everything and anything here around us. Dude, my God, my bros. Yesterday was absolutely fucking hot as fuck. Dangerous as fuck. I don't even remember yesterday. Like, I was thinking in my head, I was going to say some things out loud, but I'm not going to now. Is the rest of my White Claw done in the can? Because, dude, let me tell you, if you can hear the noise in the background, right? You hear him screwing on a thermos. It's not a thermos. It's, what the fuck do they call those things? What's a cup called that keeps your water cool? Siri is fucking savage, dude. Like the, I don't fucking remember the damn name of the fucking thing. A thermos? No. You know, like the little fucking, the cups, the metal cups, right? They're little coffee cups, the metal cups or whatever the fuck it is. You know, like the ones, there's ones that are fireproof too, actually. So, I have myself my black cup that I've had since I've been here. I got it at Walmart. It's, Ozark Trail. I think it's the Ozark. Yeah, is this the Ozark Trail? Dude, I have the Ozark Trail thermos cup, whatever the fuck it is you want to call it. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. All right, I don't give a fuck, ladies and gentlemen, all right? Where the fuck did that motherfucker go that was walking around here? This was just a second ago. I'm looking around like, I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, we're live. We are here. We are ready. We are absolutely psyched to be back for this another episode of True Speech. Dude, can you fucking believe it, dude? Can you fucking believe it? Can you fucking believe it? If you are attacking me on Monopoly Go, you are a fucking faggot. Fuck you, faggot. Hey, you know, mind you, anytime I gotta attack anybody that's played Monopoly Go first and foremost, anybody that has played Monopoly Go, you know that you can attack people, you can go after people, you can have the little, you know, cash heist or whatever the fuck it is you call it. And it's like, dude, I'm not gonna attack Julie. Every time I'm poised or set to attack her, the only times I ever attack her is when they force me to, or if I'm, if I have no choice or something like that, like if it's a cash grab. I think my White Claw is, finished the can, because I use the little thermos and stuff like that, and it keeps your shit cool, bro. Like, the other time, I put ice in the cup. I put ice in the cup and all that, and, I left it at 4 a.m. one time, right? I come back at 4 a.m. the next day. What the fuck happened? It's still cool. There's still ice in there. Can you believe it, dude? These cups are the shit. There's one bitch that that was saying, like, me and Julie went to a gas station or so the other day, and the bitch was saying how this lady's car caught fire. Car completely destroyed. The car was completely destroyed. But you want to know what the fuck survived? Do you want to know what the fuck survived? The thermos. Now, I don't fucking remember what the fuck the thermos was called. Dude, I'm pissed off. I want to know what the fuck the thermos is called. Thermos that you can keep shit cold with. Hey Siri, hey Google, hey God, answer my question. Can you answer my question? Can you answer my question? Siri, hey Siri, can you answer my question? Don't be shy for the audience. for everyone here. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to get going. We got to get it going here on this episode. It's on the tip of my tongue, man. No, I don't fucking know the name of this shit. So we're gonna find the name of this shit, alright? So let us pull up Google. Dude, this is the best part about having an iPad, man. The fact that I got this shit for free was wild. The fact that I didn't do a fucking ass goddamn thing except order and then cancel the order shortly after. You can freeze ice with... You hear the racing in the background? They have like a racing track, probably about like not even 2 miles away from here. The people going race and stuff. Oh, this is a motherfucking thing right here. So they're stainless steel vacuum shield. Where the hell it is? Yeah, this is what it looks like. This is the exact one right here. This is the exact cup right here. Ah, here we go. Here we go. We found the fucking word. It was on the top of my fucking tongue, and I could not say it. All right, I could not say it. Tumblr. It's a tumblr. So, I got the Ozark Trail 40-ounce vacuum insulated stainless steel tumbler. Black edition. These are fucking awesome, dude. I've had my tumbler for about a couple months now. Since I've been here in Ohio, man. Ohio's cool, man. A lot of white people, though, man. I don't mind white people, though. I don't mind any kind of people. The only kind of people I don't fucking like are dipshits and dumb fucking ass motherfuckers. Stay the fuck away from me if you're a dumbass motherfucker. That's for sure. It says on the little description on the website, it fits seamlessly in your hand and most cup holders, not every cup holder, most cup holders. So what the fuck does that mean? Does that mean that it doesn't, dude? I have put it in most cup holders and that bullshit does not fit. That does not, that does not. But anyways, guys, let's backtrack. Let's go back to what we were saying earlier. You remember when I was talking about the White Claws, right? White Claw, Black Cherry, but Surge. You know, White Claw, Surge. So for all my alcoholics out there, I'm just kidding. For everybody that likes to drink out there, for sure. Thinking, dude, the higher the percentage, the better. The more prolific your experiences will be. Mind you. I mean, like, so when it comes to you drinking, if you're going to drink, my people, if you're going to drink, if you're going to throw your life away at alcohol, if you're going to kill your liver and kidneys and all that. By the way, I went to the fucking hospital a few weeks ago. Those motherfucking faggots, niggers, fucking fags, fucking cracker, fucking border hoppers. Let's be the most racist show in the world. Those motherfuckers told me that my kidneys were good. So all my partying, all my stupid tendencies all my actions, all the things that I'm doing, have seemed to pay off. I don't care. I don't need anything to matter that doesn't need to matter. That is a whole ass man going by. I'm not waving to no girl that goes by. I'm not waving to no women that go by. I'm not waving for any fucking thing. This is one hell of a fucking show, ladies and gentlemen. Like, if you like our show, ladies and gentlemen, we are available. And repeat, we are available. I semi, quote unquote, repeat. My dog, my fucking teeth are hurting. I brought two big bottles of orange gel. Like, not big bottles. The ones that sell at all the little faggot-ass gas stations. Those ones. We got those ones. That's the one I'm taking on out. I'm looking at my teeth right now. Does anyone actually tune in for my streams? I'd much rather have Call of Duty Mobile on the iPad rather than my phone. But it's absolutely fucking crazy, dude. Have you guys checked out the Apple Podcast segment? If you like our show, if you rock with us, excuse me, if you're a truth speaker, then you guys can download it exclusively. We are available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. We're exclusively available on Amazon Music, all forms of podcast entertainment. We started this podcast exclusively at 3 p.m. Saturday, October. We just Joe Biden'd it. Saturday, August, not October. Saturday, August 31st. We don't need to do anything specific. We don't need to be anything specific. We don't need to go about anything specific. We just go about things the way we go. According to Apple Music, we explicitly upload episodes of our show every single week. Can you see the accent? Dude, my hairline has gotten substantially better. I'm not balding or any fucking pussy shit like that. I actually dyed my hair not that long ago. Maybe like a few weeks ago. It's like a dirty-ish blonde. But do you guys know, like, if you look right in the center of my fucking head, I have a gray hair. No. Why isn't there... Is there any people around? Hey, if Apple Podcasts is one to... If Apple Podcasts is one to transpire or transcript...
Say that anybody is perfect by any stretch of the imagination. I'm pretty sure I've said some horrible things.
We accidentally pushed this right now,
but
dude.
The internet doesn't ever delete. You can't delete anything, dude. Anything said, people screenshot it immediately, especially if you're a high-profile, highly prolific figure.
I mean, it transcribes shit that I said. My dog, I could literally talk and write a whole book with my fucking voice.
It's something that is controlled, like I said. So going back to what we were just saying, the music artist, who's the most popular, who gets the people talking. I know we're not 100% politics here, but Trump, I hate having to use it consistently as a reference. By the way, this neighborhood has a bunch of Trump signs. Trump Vance. I don't see any Kamala signs out here. Perfect prime example right there. The voting. People vote. We talked about this a while ago. People will vote and use their hatred in a way when they vote. Oh, I hate this motherfucker so much that I'm going to vote for the other party, who may not even be any better. All these guys are doing are talking.
This transcription, in front of those large dude, crowds, it's making me want to promote Apple Podcast. The truth will set you free, ladies and gentlemen. And true speech will set you motherfucking free if you're here, baby. Let's go. We do not fall prone. We do not cave in. We are not going to be susceptible to all this corruption that's going on in the world. I mean, yeah, it happens, man. Yeah, it's occurring. But are we going to be slaves to it? No, we don't need to be slaves. The truth is the truth. And the truth sets people free. You don't need to sit here and deny things, man. You know what I mean?
Government official. You don't have to be directly in the... When you work for the government, the teachers, social workers, dude, there's so many elected officials. There's all these people that are government-based workers. That's where the 401k shit comes in. That's where pension plans and retirement bullshit all comes in. Yeah, they're all government-based officials. But behind closed doors, all those elected officials, all those presidential candidates, all these people that we're supposed to vote for. So all this one person is going to make everything better?
We are absolutely woke here on this episode. We're absolutely woke here on Truth Speech, ladies and gentlemen.
Is going to make everything better in America. They're going to drop the prices. We're going to have good gas. Gas prices are never going to hike. Everybody's going to make good enough money. This is all going to work in rotation. You mean to tell me if I vote for Kamala Harris... that everything is going to go to normal.
This is a grab, screen grab. This is a screen grab from our latest episode, True Speech, episode 514.
For 2 sentences, someone who gets a traffic ticket or marijuana violation or something far less severe and less endangering. So you're telling me that someone who does something far less endangering and something so outlandishly stupid gets more... time than the pedophile. 2 months in jail.
Six so days ago, it said I updated the shit. What the fuck? What the fuck?
Velasquez situation. Any of you guys that remember Cain Velasquez, the former UFC, if you're in the UFC, MMA.
It's actually a former UFC heavyweight champion.
You know, he was into pro wrestling before he was a. When he was finished in the UFC, he had that little stint in WWE and did some luchador wrestling as well, pro wrestling in Mexico or whatever it is. I think, was it in Mexico? I don't remember. The Cain Velasquez situation. Okay, so this is a prime example. So
we're listening to our show while live on the show, baby.
Yeah, prolifically, he was shooting at a guy that allegedly molested his. Son at daycare, another prime place where children are trafficked and abused substantially by the workers and stuff there. Government officials, too. All these elected officials and stuff. So the Cain Velasquez situation before we get too off topic. He's shooting at the guy driving away with him and his relatives. They're accused. The guy, I think it's Harry or Henry Galarty or something like that. Situation just to kind of touch base and tell you guys what it is about the situation and all that. So he was driving after him. He was shooting at him in a car, and obviously there's laws and stuff like that. Velasquez got pulled over, whatever it is. I don't know how the fucking situation turned out afterwards. Originally, but Velasquez was on his way to serving a life sentence. Meanwhile, Velasquez is in jail for shooting at a pedophile.
All right, so we'll pause that, because I could, dude, I'll be sitting here listening to myself talk, and I'm like, dude, so you guys remember for any of the fans, for anybody that listens to the show solely for the MMA and stuff, or just knowing about my involvement in the world of mixed martial arts and how deep I am about it, dude, there's a Cain Velasquez situation. So, former UFC heavyweight champion, former WWE wrestler too as well. He did some luchador, as we just previously mentioned. So, we go our whole time wondering about when fights are going to happen, wondering about how people are going to be, wondering about if they're going to fight again. And we, as media members, sit and wonder, sit and stay curious when shit's going to happen. We're looking at the media, we're looking at our phones, we... As Americans, as people, we wake up every fucking day to find out news on the phone. If bullshit happens, if someone dies, if something presidential happens, if politics, blah, 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 blah. It happens, man. It happens. It goes about things. Whatever fucking happens, happens, man. Okay, so we wake up to the good news every fucking day. Right? What do we do with the information? Where do we go for the information? How do we go about it? How do we respond? How the goddamn fucking hell do we respond to information? First and foremost, how the fuck do you respond to the truth? They're trying to take Andrew Tate's house too, dude. What the fucking goddamn fuck in hell is that shit? It's a fucked up baby back bullshit. Crazy shit, crazy times we're living in, ladies and gentlemen. So, mind you, to tell y'all, just so y'all don't forget, we got the hot car episode exclusive on this episode of True Speech with the King. We're going to merge together and put the audio together. We're going to put together everything so everyone can tune in and listen and hear what we have to say. Dude, it was one hell of an episode yesterday, so... To be able to incorporate both episodes today is a hell of a thing. It's a hell of a way to go about it. We got a lot to talk about on this episode. We have a lot to talk about in general. We're going to name this whole entire episode the Hot Car episode. Even though we've exclusively recorded this episode after the Hot Car episode. And it's alright completely because... As I do, we have a bunch of shit to talk about. We have a bunch of shit we need to recover. We have a bunch of shit we need to go about talking about, and we will. We goddamn will. But, without further ado, we have Instagram, as we said, to sign off, ladies and gentlemen, we're on Instagram, we're on Threads, we're on Twitter, True Speech Pod on Instagram, Threads, and Twitter, G the King _ official on Instagram and Threads, GT King official on Twitter. x.com/Twitter. I made some bomb ass pork. It is like pulled pork in a vacuum sealed bag earlier. Well, it was vacuum sealed when we bought it, you know? You know how they have roast and stuff, like roast? It's like in a bag, it's pre-sealed and all that, and, you know, it's pre-seasoned, pre-marinated and all that, and it's marinating and it's shit. Dude, I have fucking, oh my god, bro. These things scarred on my face, two pimples and stuff. Why have I not heard about monkeypox in a while? Those fucking faggots. Monkeypox is generated from people that fuck each other in the ass. It's mainly from male figures and male and homosexual-based people. So, I'm not a fucking faggot, so I'm not going to be able to have to worry about that. We will never, ever lack controversy when it comes to this podcast. But, ladies and gentlemen, we are live. We were live. I gotta take a piss, man. Can you believe it? But, as we said, without further ado, be sure to follow us. Like, share, rate, review will be available and are available on all streaming podcast platforms. Until we meet again, ladies and gentlemen. Until we meet again. And without further ado, here is the Hot Car episode exclusively next. Exclusively right after. Exclusively on all platforms, you motherfuckers. People are like, what the fuck is this guy yelling about? We're just hyped up. Piped up and absolutely ready to go here on this show. So, presenting the Hot Car episode live in color on and in your motherfucking ears. The Deadpool podcast, because we're cussing and saying the word fuck every time. Until next week, we'll be back sooner rather than later. We're out of this bitch. Bye, folks.
I fucking see how long this dipshit ass motherfucker takes to get the fuck out the drive-thru. I'm fucking dying in here, man. It feels like I'm an illegal immigrant, like having to wait for this motherfucker to leave so I can pull into my wife's job. It's not like it's anybody important. It's a medical-based facility supplying medical-based products. And they ain't shit. They ain't no fucking shit. Some bald-ass dude who's on his fucking phone that gets paid by the hour. He gets paid by the fucking hour. And it's like, dude, hurry your fucking ugly bald ass up and get the fuck off your phone and get the fuck out the driveway so I can pull in. Because Julie's telling me, she's like, oh, turn on the gas and stuff. And turn on the car and shit. And I'm like, I'm not wasting gas. I mean, I know I'm going to be waiting for a little bit, but dude, this guy's taking fucking hella long, making sure everything works, she was saying. And he just taking fucking forever. Like, good God. He's like one of the slowest fucking people I've ever seen, dude. I'm not even in the medical delivery fucking technical part of the fucking world when it comes to that shit. Because that's the situation looking at. So some dude that fucking delivers medical equipment does not fucking know how to do his goddamn job. He sucks ass. I'm watching, what the fuck's that company called? Advocare? Sounds like faggot care, because you're a faggot. Fucking slow ass dude. Hurry the fuck up, bro. Damn. Some people take hella fucking long. Like, I'm waiting for this motherfucker to get off the phone Google Gagging with his girlfriend, and I'm trying to get the fuck out of this hot ass car. You know how many kids die from, being in hot cars or left in the cars while parents go and fuck off and a mom goes and leaves her kids in the car to go suck a dick or something. Who knows how it fucking goes. And what a wild spin to get the fuck on the show, because we were actually gonna burn to death in this hot ass car, because I am in the car right now, right? And I've declined to roll down the windows, as I usually do sometimes. when you're sitting in a car, when you're waiting for your kids to get out of school, when you're picking them up, or just waiting in the car for something, an In-N-Out drive-thru or some shit, right? You're waiting, 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 waiting. Well, there's certain points where you don't need to keep your car running. There's certain points where you don't need to be wasting gas. There's times where when I lived in California, which was most recently just changed because I don't live in California, ladies and gentlemen, for anybody that doesn't know. And by the way, we didn't even need an introduction to start this show off because, dude, I was just thinking about it and I was like, dude, it's absolutely fucking hot. And normally I'd roll the windows down. Normally I'd let a breeze come through, but... dude, there's some fucking flies because this place is fucking filthy, full of fucking slow punks that don't know how to work right, cops that suck dick, and Kamala Harris supporters. Like, you guys are some fucking faggots. You actually think that woman's gonna make everything different? It's not gonna happen. It never will. And you got slow-ass workers that get paid to do nothing. He took hella long to install whatever equipment, breathing equipment, and all that shit that he's installing in there. I know no one's probably going to be being able to fucking know what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about something that I'm looking at currently. We might have to return with the live streams. We may have to return with the live video podcast. We got to return to Rumble. I mean, we actually just uploaded 2 of our recent podcasts. Not the most recent. We uploaded a recent one. And this nigga's taking forever to fucking do. Get off your phone. You are a little fucking faggot. You look like you're lost, bro. It's installing a fucking breathing machine on a disabled person, bro. You must be disabled, too, because if you want to work for a company that distributes disabled machines for people, I'm not against it or whatever it is, but I hate fucking workers that are slow, fucking useless-ass workers like this guy. Lucky this window's not really able to roll down, because I'll go the fuck off. How wild is it? We're super wild. We're super fucking lit up here on this episode. Welcome back, man. 5 fucking minutes, baby. And we're on fire more than anything on this episode. It feels like it's a return episode. Call this the hot car episode. How hot is it outside? I have a crazy fucking story to tell you guys, too. So, happy to do with that. I was going to say, how hot is it outside? And I have the iPad with me. So, I have the iPad. Dude, ladies and gentlemen, I got a free iPad. So, I don't know if this was the company's mistake. Because I ordered an iPad on an unsaid website, right? So, I'm ordering an iPad online. I buy it. Julie gets pissed the fuck off at me, tells me, what the fuck, why the hell did you buy this shit? Because we were supposed to get something else. We were supposed to upgrade to the iPhone 15s, right? So, mind you, I had Samsung for the longest time. I've had Samsung. But I have an iPad, so I go to order an iPad. So, my guess is 3 days later, this shit pops up at the house. This is a true story. Absolutely don't think that I'm bullshitting, because I'm not. Do we bullshit on this program? We do not. We pride ourselves on telling the truth. We pride ourselves on telling people how the fuck things really are. Like that shitty ass worker I keep looking over to on my left hand side. But if it wasn't for that shitty ass worker, we wouldn't be doing this hot car episode. The hot car episode. Dude, if I pass out in the middle of all this, dude, what the fuck will life be about? I'm not going nowhere. Ain't no COVID. Ain't no monkeypox stopping me. Ain't no truthers. Ain't no people gonna show up at my house because I said something online. You see, you've been seeing that? Have you guys been seeing that in the news? You got to be awakened to the fact of it. But, dude, there's so much exciting stuff here. So much exciting stuff that we've done. So much things behind the scenes that I've been working on that I've been happy to talk about. I mean, happy to do. Dude, imagine surfing through your emails for like fucking 10 hours. Not literally 10 hours, but dude, I was looking for some emails online. And for anyone that's ever had to reset their fucking password, it's a pain in the ass. It's a pain in the ass. Dude. You got to reset the passwords. You got to sometimes do the two-step authentication shit. All that shit transpired. All that shit came about when I lost my original Twitter. What, 2,000, 3,000 plus followers. Yeah, talk about being monetized and stuff. I could absolutely be monetized. Dude, the amount of attention that my posts get, my awakened thoughts on the corrupt world that we live in, you know, the 100% filtered and unfiltered takes on what happens in the world. I mean, the truth getting silenced from left and right, everything happening the way it's happening in the world. Dude, did you guys see that CNN interview with Kamala Harris and Tim Walz? Dude, that was some of the worst fucking speech of my life. I don't have Tourette's. Tourette's, that's me. I'm just kidding. So I just changed my passcode on my phone. So, I mean, on my iPad. So let's pull up that interview. I want to see. I want to see how shitty it was. It is absolutely shitty. It was absolutely shitty. Dude, don't you just hate when you're at home, fucking off, doing nothing, nothing important's happening. You're surfing the internet, looking up porn, looking up stupid shit, looking up things that don't matter. And I'm just Googling whatever the fuck else to Google, watching my Marvel movies, of course, and returning to TikTok too on top of that. But most times, when you fucking want to actually look up something, it doesn't work. It goes slow. That's an unfortunate circumstance to come about, man. Fuck. The internet sucks, but we need it. We need it. We absolutely motherfucking need it because it's so helpful, man. Some faggots use it for research. I like to say I do. I like to build my brand. I obviously like to keep contact with all you amazing fucking people. I love it. I love Apple Podcasts, by the way. Apple Podcasts, transcribed edition of Truth Speech with the King. And at the top of that, ladies and gentlemen, we can also say that Truth Speech is available on YouTube for as long as we can. As long as we can go before we get silenced. As long as we can go without our videos being flagged or potentially labeled inappropriate for everybody. It's not available for kids, ladies and gentlemen. It's not available for kids. We are strictly available for truthers. It doesn't matter how old you are. We don't sound like rapists and stuff saying that, but dude, we are an episode podcast. We are a crew. We are one. We are one of the people. I am one of the people. I mean, this podcast is a platform to spread your word, spread your knowledge, spread your wealth of knowledge. That's what I'd like to say. You spread your wealth of knowledge. You spread your wisdom. You share your insight on stuff. That's what podcasts come about. That's what podcasts are. I mean, dude, building your profile online, working on things online. It's a weird place because you think about like when we were kids and stuff. What the fuck does that say? Oh. So you think back when we were kids and stuff, and we're all hanging out with our friends or staying up late playing video games or telling scary stories and shit like that. Now, here we are on video games. Here we are on social media, which is not a bad thing. I'm not against social media because, dude, without social media, you couldn't spread your word or your wisdom or your knowledge and or build your profile online. It's important, man. It's very, very important. So, you know, I like to think that people use the internet for good reasons. Not porn, of course. I mean, if you're spending your time doing fucking stupid shit online or trolling or hating, haters are my secret lovers. So, yeah, thank you. And fucking motherfuck. Thank you, bitch. Don't have to worry about it. Because we do not worry. Here, we don't worry. I don't worry in my life about lesser people. Especially if they've crossed me in a lot of ways. I don't have a lot of enemies. That's the thing. I don't talk about a lot of things publicly. There's not a, everything that's worth talking about is something that I've brought up. It's topics that I'm interested in, you know, from my social media to the podcast. It kind of shows and expresses my page or my interest or my views or beliefs or whatever it is. You know, it's an opportunity, and podcasts are an opportunity, if you will, to sit down and discuss things and give your insight and give your sides on things. That's one thing that I really do. I enjoy it. I'm very prideful about that. Since we're going to use the word pride here in this day and age in 2024, mid-2024, I'm prideful about the fact that I can sit down and hear someone out. I can hear someone out about their thoughts on something, their opinions, their insight, like we say here. And I'm not going to get upset if it's fucking stupid. However, depending on how fucking stupid you are, I'm going to automatically dismiss what you're saying. Because, dude, I'm not sitting there and saying that I'm going to dismiss it. Everyone has 150% a right to their own opinions. They have a right to their opinions, because why the fuck not? We are a people, people amongst the people. Like, you think about all the richest motherfuckers in the world, all the smartest people, all the most talented people, from social media stars, actors, actresses, musicians, rock bands, video game designers, technology, people that explore NASA, all that shit. All the technology we got going on in our lives, right? It's absolutely empowering, positively empowering, dude. We have so many different talented people in the world. We have so many talented people. We have so many people with wisdom. I mean, you put it all together, nobody's perfect. I mean, there's a lot of fucked up, weird ass people in the world, dude, especially in Florida, dude. I see absolute fucking wild shit going on over in Florida, dude. And dude, it's hot as fuck. Like I said, mind you, ladies and gentlemen, if I didn't tell y'all, I'm in a hot ass car. It's absolutely hot, dude. Dude, if we were doing like a live stream of this, it would be insane, bro. It would be insane. Do you think we could fit it in here? Let's try. Dude, it's fucking hot. But ladies and gentlemen, since you have joined us and been here with us for the last 15 minutes or so, then, sorry, I was trying to get, I was going to try to do one, but dude, I'm fucking sweaty as a fucking bitch's pussy. It's sweatier than a dog's asshole out here, dude. You know it's fucking hot when your arms and your legs are glistening with sweat. Dude, it's my face, dude. Julie tells me that I am a big-time sweater. She had never seen anyone sweat like I do, right? And then I'm thinking, dude, fuck! It definitely does suck. It's unfortunate. Dude, I hate it. It fucking sucks ass. I mean, being here in Ohio, she's talked a lot about the roads, how icy the roads are, or how dangerous it is, and how it is going to be in the winter. But mind you, I was coming from California with 100 degree plus weather, coming from California with, 109 plus degree weather, nowhere near the fans. Dude, I was always hot, man. I've been more hot in life than I feel like I've been freezing, dude. Can you anybody attest to feeling that same exact way? Because, dude, I've been hot more than anything. I'd rather be cold than anything, dude. But after a while, I just learned to, adjust to it. I was just saying yesterday that, like, dude, I'd rather not have a fucking fan that doesn't work than to... If it's going to shine or spin or whatever the fuck it is, I don't want it to spin hot air. I don't want it to spin hotter. There's no fucking point. It's not going to work. I'd rather just be hot. If it comes down, I'd rather just be hot. I'd rather just, face the magic. Like, I've worked in a lot of places that are hot. I mean, like, behind a kitchen was hot, but, dude, I've done, like, outdoor landscaping, construction, picking up those heavy-ass full trash containers, like the toters, you know, like the fucking ones that everybody uses and dumps in the trash can and stuff. Pretty much every fucking person's garbage can that gets garbage. It's crazy that people have to pay... money for. Oh! The truck is fucking finally moving. It's been an hour and 21 minutes since I've been stranded here in this car, ladies and gentlemen. But we have been live for 19 minutes. But it's all right because we're still going to be here. We're going to remain here. It's hot as fuck here on this, Friday. Happy Friday to all, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Happy Friday to all. It's good to be back here. It's absolutely fucking hot today. Dude, I'd rather just be somewhere where it's cold all the damn time because I will not need a sweater for shit. I will not need a sweater. It will not be something that will bother me because I don't mind, dude. It's like you can cover up and stuff. It's so much easier to get warmer than to get unhot as fuck. You know what I mean? It's just something that is very difficult. Dude, my body is glistening with sweat. Glistening. Oh, wait, it's time for a refill. Do you think this will fit in there? But you guys have been here for an exclusive hot ass fucking episode. It's absolutely fucking hot. So it's fucking hot and I'm going to die. I'm going to pass out probably. I'm just kidding. But anyways, guys, it's good to be back. You have been here and been present for an exclusive episode of True Speech with the King. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Gabriel Hernandez signing off. GT King official on Twitter, G the King _ official on Instagram, Threads, and all of the other jazz, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Anything True Speech with the King, you can follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever you can find, ladies and gentlemen, because we are spreading like a seed in the fucking podcast world in the wind, ladies and gentlemen. A quick episode, exclusive episode. Happy Friday, you guys. Be safe, be sound, and don't drink and drive, ladies and gentlemen. Be safe out there, you motherfuckers. All right, guys, we're out of this bitch. Bye, folks. I follow you deep sea, baby.
lose.